The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. This, I believe, is close to my 100th podcast. And although I've had a variety of different speakers and educators on the podcast, today touches home. This is Kevin Henry, who has been involved in advocating the importance, the absolute incredible importance of your dental assistants and what they can do for your team, your overall daily life, your stress levels. I have said this publicly and privately. If you could give me the best dentist in the world, or you could give me the best dental assistant or team member, day in and day out, I would take that assistant. They have made my business successful. They have made my life more successful. And we now have an expert who also sees the attributes of these individuals. And Kevin, thank you so much for taking your time. Can you give their audience a little bit of background in how you got involved with this particular group of professionals?
Absolutely. And thank you, first of all, so much for having me. And what you just said right there, you have no idea the big smile that I have on my face right now. It's so refreshing to hear that viewpoint. So thank you for saying that. My background is I spent 13 years as the managing editor for Dental Economics magazine, and then 3 years as the group editorial director for Dental Products Report. But during my time at Dental Economics, I saw that there was a lot out there for the dentist to further his or her career. Saw a lot for the hygienist, of course, to further his or her career. But there wasn't much out there for the assistants. And I started looking a little deeper into that and found there weren't a lot of speakers out there for assistants. There weren't a lot of people focusing on these amazing men and women who honestly comprise the vast majority of the dental workforce right now. There are more than 300,000 dental assistants out there today. So 11 years ago, I started speaking to dental assistants, and I started doing Dental Assisting Digest as a monthly newsletter for Penwell, which also owns Dental Economics and RDH magazine. And it's been a labor of love for the last 11 years. I love it. I love being able to go all over the country and soon all over the world to talk to assistants and help them understand that they matter and the important role they play in the practice.
You hit on a terrific segue, Kevin, and that segue is, after talking to literally thousands and thousands of dental assistant team members, if you were to summarize in 3 to 5 bullet points, since the majority of our audience are dental professionals, and in most cases, they're dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, in your opinion, from the feedback you've received, what do the Ascent the dental assistants feel are their biggest problems, the biggest stumbling blocks, the biggest things that affect them day to day, that bother them the most, so that you can share this information so we can take appropriate steps to reduce those barriers and improve their day to day lives?
Absolutely. You know, and that's actually the framework for not only the course that I present all over the country, Battling and Beating the Demons of Dental Assisting, but also the book that I wrote with that same topic. And those demons that dental assistants face on a daily basis, honestly, a lack of respect. So many times, you know, I've heard they're the bottom rung of the ladder, they're the low man on the totem pole, they're a dime a dozen. You know, a lot of things that I've heard working or shadowing dental practices and actually hearing these words myself. And so there's not a lot of respect out there for what these men and women do. I think they also battle. They know that they are the lowest paid member of the team. You know, let's just call out the elephant in the room. They know that. And they also know that they're the ones who put in a vast majority of the hours. They're there, you know, usually one of the first there and the last to leave and doing some of the things that nobody else in the dental practice, let's be honest, really wants to do. You know, and I think also just getting along in the practice. I think so often that there are these cliques in the dental practice, and sometimes they involve or revolve around the assistant. It may be front versus back. It may be assistant versus hygienist. In some practices I've witnessed personally, it's dentist versus assistant. And so these are some of the things that we talk about, you know, in my lecture, we talk about in my book. But I know that these are real world problems that have driven some of the best assistants that I've ever known into hygiene or driven them out of the industry completely. I know one who is such an excellent clinical assistant, but she simply couldn't make ends meet and she ended up going into the banking industry. You know, so there's so many examples like that out there. And my goal, my passion is to make sure that these great assistants who are such a valuable asset never leave. They are career assistants. They're lifelong assistants, and they make that difference that I know that they can.
Let me be selfish, Kevin, for a little bit.
Sure.
And ask some questions since you're the expert in this particular area. Does your experience indicate that the assistants want to be cross-trained? I have 14 locations. I have close to 180 employees. And my personal opinion over my 30 years of clinical dentistry, close now to 35 years, is I've always taken the dental assistants and had them be educated and able to do front desk care and treatment, patient education. I've had them... I'm a big delegator. So anything that legally my state allows, I've advocated for them to do so that they're well-versed in a variety of areas. My personal opinion in the 35 years is there's no one better in my particular office than a dental assistant to answer patient phone calls, because most of those phone calls are there's a clinical problem. And in the offices I coach and teach, the first thing I see is they might be nice individuals, but their clinical knowledge is limited. They can't decipher the difference between an extraction that might take 2 minutes and an extraction that might take 22 minutes because they lack that clinical expertise and that chairside acumen. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely. And I think you're spot on. I think one of the biggest traits that the dental assistants have, you know, is empathy and an understanding for the patient of what is going to be needed. And certainly clinical skills are involved there. Certainly a lot of training is involved there. But I think you're right. I think cross-training is something that we're seeing more and more dental practices do for the reason that you just described. So often these assistants can instantly start that rapport with a new patient or even remind that existing patient who might be in pain or who might be having issues that there's somebody, quote, on their side in the practice.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.